In this lesson, I want to take a few minutes to dissect high equity, zero equity, and even the underwater segment of the pre-foreclosures list and data. Pre-foreclosures list is a list of properties and property owners whose mortgage banks has filed a lease pending, which is an intention to foreclose on their property with the government. This lesson is important because in my camp, it has been an argument which of the list are best among so many options to go after with a marketing campaign. We're going to touch on zero to negative equity, the underwater, which of the two pre-foreclosure lists is better, high equity plus vacant list, how to get free access to pre-foreclosure list. My wholesaling career was launched back in 2005 with the pre-foreclosures list, precisely underwater. Just in case you're new to this, what is real estate wholesaling? Real estate wholesaling is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties leveraging mass marketing. Now, the underwater pre-foreclosure list comes with additional layers of processes, extra work to go through with the attached mortgage bank to close deals for profit. But back then, I didn't know it was more work because I was new in the business. My perspective was from the place of an excited newbie. With what I know today, you'll be shocked with what I'm about to reveal in terms of which of these two list segments is the best. One, high equity, or two, zero to negative equity, the underwater. My name is Ola, and I'm the author of two books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also the creator of My Empire Pro, an 11 days challenge quick start guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. Let's break it down. What is equity? Equity is essentially the difference between how much a property is worth in the market and the amount of mortgage loan owed against the property. For example, after an appraiser of your property, the report has revealed that it is worth $430,000 today. You purchased the property 25 years ago and have managed to have only $103,000 left on the mortgage to own it free and clear. Effectively, your equity, your ownership value in the property is $430,000 minus $103,000, which is equals to $327,000 in equity. So how much would be high equity? When the principal balance of a mortgage loan carries a smaller portion against the value of the property, it is then considered a high equity property. Here's why you would want to go after the high equity segment of the pre-foreclosures list. Though the property falls under the category of a distressed property, the high equity puts them in a position to be able to sell the property at a discount, zero to negative equity, the underwater. If the property was in a zero to negative equity position, an additional layer of short sale with the bank would be necessary even if the owner wants to give away the property to you for free. Let's use this example from the same neighborhood with a few unique scenarios. It was just last year that the real estate market collapsed real badly and things are not recovering fast enough. A property that was worth $430,000 is now worth only $275,000. In addition to that, the owner purchased it only 2 years ago with a payment of only $20,000 so far. The original mortgage loan amount was $380,000. Therefore, the principal balance is now $380,000 minus $20,000, which is equal to $360,000. The owner is owing $360,000 against the property that's only worth $275,000. So that brings us to a negative equity of $85,000. Underwater. So the owner agreeing to sell us the property even at $275,000 is not enough. The balance to the mortgage lender also has to be settled through a short sale. Which of the two pre-foreclosure lists is better? There are five stages of wholesaling a piece of real estate property, right? You have data, contact, leads, contract, and deals. In the next video lesson, I will dive a little more into the details of the five stages to wholesaling a house in pre-foreclosures. So be sure to subscribe, then turn on notifications, like, please, and please, we need as many likes to help the algorithms find others that will value this video lesson. And feel free to comment your thoughts below to increase your chances of getting notified when the video is live. If everything else were equal, you will get to the final stage, which is deal disposition with high equity, because all you need is the property to have enough to agree to your offer. When a property is underwater, the fourth stage of contract acquisition has to involve a short sale approval from the mortgage lender, which can take anything from 2 weeks to 2 years based on my experience. With that being said, 90% of all the deals I closed between 2005 and 2008 when the market crashed were short sale deals because I created a seamless process around the often lengthy process. With negative equity, the property owner is facing the reality that their property is worth nothing. So they're typically open to giving it away if you know what to do with it. I did, and they were the easiest contract to acquire. The main lesson, ultimately, it comes down to a system of lead pipeline and focusing on problem solving. So even though we like high equity to remove the hassle of negotiating a short sale, we've made it a point to prioritize properties that fit these three criteria: pre-foreclosure, high equity, and vacant properties. You can easily pull this list by setting up a free trial at www.empirebigdata.com. Check out the video on this screen to learn step by step how we set that up in our business.